The next day was Saturday, an easier start. There was no need for a call from his mother. She was still in bed when John left the house. He could hear the light buzz of her snoring. He cleared quickly out of his own area, and soon he was walking towards the railway arches which loomed up alongside the road. He passed a few lock-up businesses on both sides of the road and came to a cafe. Across the way was the last arch. Tucked underneath it was a motor workshop. It was closed. John rattled the padlock, then swung his foot against the door. What the fucking hell was the point? Nothing was ever going right. How could he get a sodding job like this? Perhaps John was lucky. He crossed over from the arches and came face to face with an old man who was sweeping outside the cafe.
"What's up? You looking for someone? I'll piss off." "You always this friendly?"
The old man continued sweeping, getting closer now. Soon he'd be brushing John's trainers.
"Oh, come on, mate, you'll make me cry if you stop there like that."
He paused as he reached John.
"Can I help you? You looking for someone?"
"Done the open on Saturdays?"
The boy half nodded towards the garage at the end.
"You looking for Paul?"
"Dunno his name. Bloke runs the garage."
"Oh, he does come in sometimes of a Saturday. Never tell with him, though."
He watched John for a second and then stretched himself upright.
"I'm just going to have a brew. Could you use a cuppa?"
John could feel the cold. He'd had nothing to eat or drink since he got up. He found a word. "Yeah," and followed the man into the cafe. He might as well wait inside where he could sit down. The old man cluttered about behind the counter while John sat and waited on a nearby table. He watched as the man dumped some tea bags into a pot and found two mugs. John shut out the sounds. John was aware that here he wouldn't hear Bill or his mother or his teachers, all those girls whose very presence tormented him. Although he was sitting down, he felt light, almost elevated. He sat upright and watched as the old man poured the tea and brought him a mugful.
"Sugar, mate?"
"Oh, yeah."
The man hovered near him as he supped his tea, concerned but not like a mother. He watched but said and did nothing. He was giving the boy his space, observing him with respect. John was totally unaware. The cafe was very still and quiet for the moment, but the old man was expecting his first customer any time now. He quietly stifled his anxiety, watching this stray boy, this embryonic man, and hoping that no one would arrive to upset the moment of calm. Soon the boy had finished his warm, sweet tea.
"Another one?"
"Yeah."
The boy had to make an effort to hold back phrases he rarely used, phrases such as "thank you" and "not half." The man returned to the counter. This time he brought his own mug and sat to one side of the table.
"So, looking for a job, then?"
"Sort of."
"What kind of job?"
"Dunno. Something that pays a bit."
John turned away from the questions and looked towards the door. More bloody questions again. But this was different. He knew he couldn't make tea like this. He swallowed another mouthful.
"When did you leave school, then?"
"Well, I ain't, not yet. Soon, though."
"So it's a part-time job you want then, sort of Saturday job?"
"Yeah."
"After school, perhaps?"
"Yes, I suppose so."
John shifted uneasily on his chair. This bloke from the garage still hadn't come. What was this old geezer giving him tea for? The old man didn't seem troubled by him, not like most of the old people he knew. He was a short, stocky man, about 60, John thought, but he noticed, too, the strong arms and the man's upright stance. He stood very square on strong legs, secure and steady. He was relaxed, too, comfortable in his presence. That was what was odd about him. He wasn't bothered by him. The old man watched him, saw him looking towards the door.
"Perhaps he thinks I might be some sort of pervert. Perhaps he's worried I'm going to touch him up or something stupid like that. Funny little kid. All aggression one minute, swearing, carrying on, and then supping his tea like a grateful old pensioner the next. Poor little sod. Look at the bloody state of him. Scruffy, angry, bloody miserable. If I'd let my kids get like this, the old woman would have killed me."
He let the easy, natural flow of thought take him along.
"Where's he come from? What bastards let him get into this state?"
Somewhere close by, a car came to a halt. Someone got out and slammed the door. The smell of bacon wafted over to John from the other side of the counter.
Is that him? Yeah, sounds like his motor.
John was getting to his feet.
Hang about, give him a chance to get in.
John paused.
How about a bacon sandwich? Then pop along and have a word.
John sat down but kept his eyes towards the door, like a dog chained and waiting.
There you are, get yourself round that.
John needed no further instruction. The sandwich soon vanished.
Now, pop along to Paul's. Tell him I'll see him later.
Outside, John hesitated. What was he going to say? What sort of job did he want? What sort of job could he do? He almost frightened himself with these questions. They were not really his questions. They were Barry's or Steve's. It was only when he was just a few feet from the garage that they confronted him. He was struggling as some children struggle when summoned unexpectedly to a headteacher's office. He looked into a dark place, a sort of dim cave. The rear of a light-coloured car threw back the early morning sunlight, and he struggled to see beyond it. All he could make out was the confused jumble of a workbench, and above that a wall that someone had painted white years back. He stood in the doorway, and an old Pirelli calendar, a pin-up from long ago, caught his eye. He moved closer. The girl looked straight at him, but didn't shout and scream. She had no friends with her, so he stood and returned her stare.
Not bad, is she? Doesn't show her age.
The man was relaxed and starting to smile.
Now, what can I do for you, young man?
My mate said you might find me a job.
The man smiled again. He was younger than the man at the cafe and leaner looking too. He was too kind to laugh.